All right, some great guests standing by, but it's all about that young man known as Sean Horn, and I can tell you why he's young and I'm not, because guess what I got in the mail the other day?
I can't wait to hear this.
First time ever, and it's in my car.
Okay.
The large book that is Medicare and You. Listen, it's War and Peace. I mean, I would be, for the next months, hermetically sealed in my basement reading this thing just to get through the first chapter. So I'll let you do the cliff notes before we get out of here today. But it's all about that enrollment period. No one does it better. And there's going to be a lot of things you're going to have to negotiate and navigate. And if you're like me, you're Medicaid age, or you're going to be 65, MediConnect. Remember, there is never a charge for their services, and their services are going to be needed now more than ever. 888-818-6334. But you were the first person I thought of when that showed up in the mailbox. I went, what's in my mailbox?
So this is my legacy now, is when you see that book, you think of Sean? That's not a...
Well, you're like riding with me every day. I've had this book in my car for a week.
That's painful, my friend. Well, it's good to serve that need, and it's always great to be with
what
you.
What is that book, though? It's a book.
Yeah, it's a book. It's about 140, 150 pages, and it's what the government gives you to learn Medicare. That's their only responsibility to it. And when you read through, and I've been doing this for 16 years now, Rob, when I read through that, and I know this stuff well, within the first 5 to 10 pages, my eyes are crossed. And I'm just like, what are they trying to explain here? They make it so confusing.
It is.
And again, this is the need that we feel. This is why MediConnect is in existence to begin with, because we understand the need of the consumer to have this stuff simplified. So that's why we're here and why we do what we do, and always spending Saturday mornings with you to get the message out there. So as you alluded to just a few moments ago, I'm joined by my good friend Betty Rich from Connected Health. Very happy to talk to her in the third segment. Prior to getting there, I do want to alert our audience that we have some big news to break this morning. Yes, we actually have overfilled our seminar in the AHN Harmer area. I'm sorry, McCandless area. So we had to actually move our location. I'll break that down for you in a few moments and tell you where we're going to be, because we still want you to come. We do have the room now. But also, today is September 14th, which means we are up 1 month away from the start of perhaps the most pivotal annual enrollment period of my lifetime. And why I say that, Rob, is because there's a lot of moving parts that's happening this year. We've been talking about it for weeks now. Lance did a great job when he was here last week, and we're going to continue to harp on this point. But with the donut hole going away in January, this is a great piece of legislation. It's going to help a lot of people. We're very excited about this. But there are some moving parts and some rippling effects in other areas of coverage that we really want to make sure that our listeners are paying attention to. So without further ado, I'm going to break some of those down to talk to you a little bit about what some of those impacts will look like. So first and foremost, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, where the insurance companies are very slow to deliver this information to us. They have been delayed on how to administer this key ruling with the donut hole. So we're just now getting this information. And what we're hearing, it's going to be pretty consequential for our listeners. So here's what we're looking at. One of the biggest things is the fact that we have this $2,000 cap, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in the next segment. To get to that $2,000 cap, however, we're going to see some movement with re-tiering of medication. So without boring the audience too much, because we're talking Medicare here, without boring the audience too much, we're going to see some generics fall into different tiers so that deductibles can now be charged, which means this is going to cost you more out of pocket when you go to use your plan in January, February. Here we come, right off the heels of paying for all these Christmas and holiday gifts. Here we go into January, you go to pick up your prescriptions, and it's going to cost you a lot more.
And
now,
these are drugs people need.
Every day, these are sustaining medication that you need every single day. Brand name are going to probably be more expensive, and now we're going to see some re-tiering with generics to, again, make you pay more out of pocket come January and February. So we got to keep an eye on that. Other things that we're watching for is the fact that within the next couple weeks, you're going to be getting what's called your annual notice of change. This is going to come from your current insurance company. It's going to break down the way that your benefits are changing from 2024 to 2025. And what I want to give you the insider knowledge of and what to look for this year. So there's a few components you really have to pay attention to. The first big one I kind of alluded to already is, how is your current coverage going to pay for your prescriptions this year versus next year? please pay special attention to the way that the copay and co-insurance structure is going to change. Also, there is going to be a deductible implemented for a lot of plans in the area, which could be up to almost $500 that you're going to be paying in January and February. So again, you have to pay attention to that. We're also looking at the fact that elevated copays are going to be happening. And one area, there's a very popular plan in our region that's going from a per stay hospital copay to a per day. So per each day you're in the hospital, they're going to charge you a couple hundred dollars you're in instead of having just one copay for the duration of your stay. That's a big deal, folks. You really have to look into the way your hospitalization is going to be covered next year. Other things we're looking at, dental, vision, and hearing. We're seeing a rollback across the market. Why that's important is if you have an attractive benefit with those areas, please use your coverage by the end of the year. Because next year, there's probably going to be a marketed shift, and it's probably going to be a downshift to coverage levels. So if you have dental, vision, hearing, please use those benefits by the end of the year. If you have a copay debit card, for example, or you have over-the-counter allowances and so forth, we're probably seeing less benefits next year as well. So again, please take a look at that. And then lastly, your monthly cost, your premiums are likely to adjust, some of which are going to be going up. And we're talking about people who are on fixed incomes. We know this has been a rough year from the cost of everything. Now we're going to see another increase in cost related to Medicare. And if anything, I think you, the listener, you deserve an opportunity to compare your coverage to make sure it's in your best benefit moving forward and that there's not a more advantageous program out there for you.
So bottom line is you can't do this alone.
You really, and not this year. Some years you may have been able to get away with it. This year, specifically around the prescription drugs, you cannot. It is, there's so many moving parts. There's a payment plan involved now where you would think, okay, $2,000, we're just going to divide that by 12. That's going to be what my payment is. It doesn't work that way. They have to convolute it and make it very confusing for the end user. And, you know, you really need to get in front of an expert to really understand what this is going to mean for you on an individual basis. So if you're taking brand name medications, if you are on generics where you're worried about that re-tiering, now is the time to call MediConnect and get yourself set up for an October appointment to make sure that you're in the right spot. So 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Connect with us today. We'll get you set up for October. Talking also about the seminars. I alluded to that a moment ago. So we are in the community all over the place in September. So September 18th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library up in Gibsonia. That's a 6 o'clock start time, as are most of ours. September 18th, once again, we're going to be at the UPMC Connect Center in Monroeville. This is a tricky one, Rob. September 24th, 4:30 and 6 o'clock start times. For the AHN McCandless seminar we're doing, we are moving it to Ridgecrest Senior Living, which is right behind AHN McCandless. We have 35 plus attendees right now. We can definitely accommodate more. So if you need this education, come and check us out. And then we're also October 1st, we're at the Holiday Inn Express right off the Green Tree exit off of the parkway. October 9th, we're going to be at the Seckler Law Firm up in Warrendale. So we're going to be all over the place, folks. If you need this guidance and assistance, we are here to help you. 888-818-6334. And if you don't mind, I'm going to jump right into the trivia question, which I came to stump you specifically this week because I know you're a history buff. So I didn't go easy this week. There's a lot of weeks I do on purpose.
Why don't you just say it? Because my history teacher actually graduated because I was failing everything else. But history kept my attention to where I wanted to stay in school and get through school.
Well, I tell you, your history teacher should be very proud right now because you are hard to stump. So I brought my A game this week. So here we go, folks. If you have the right answer, call in. You're going to get the $15 Get-Go gas card. And we all know that Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, which happened on this day way back in 1814. She wrote it as a testament to the British bombardment during the Battle of Baltimore. What was the original title of this work? If you know the answer, call in with that answer, $15 gas card.
All right. Again, the number is 412-922-1020. Now, that's 412-922-1020. First caller that gets it gets the $15 gas card from Getco. Say that 10 times fast. But those seminars if you want to book your space. And they are free, but you got to book your space. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. And still to come, Betty Rich from Connected Health will be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, it's Sean Horn and I. This is MediConnect, the inside connection on KDKA. We'll be back. And yes, we have a winner for a $15 Get-Go gas card, Gwen from Pittsburgh. So here is the winning answer after the question, Sean.
We all know that Frances Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner, which happened on this day way back in 1814. She wrote as a testament to the British bombardment during the Battle of Baltimore. A lot of bees in there. What was the original work of her title? It was like The Defense of Fort McHenry. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't expect an answer that quick.
So, Gwen, congratulations.
Congrats indeed. So we'll have that card out to you in the mail on Monday. Thank you for listening in, and hopefully you're enjoying the content today. And you know, I spent a lot of time in the first segment, Rob, talking about the way the prescription drugs are going to be changing with Medicare moving into 2025. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about the donut hole going away. And the reason why is because this is a very impactful piece of law that was funded by the IRA Act a few years ago as a way to, you know, jump up the economy once again after COVID. And, you know, we do a lot of talking about the donut hole, and we talk, you know, at a high level what that is. But I kind of want to break that down so you can kind of understand what the impact is for the consumer. So let's talk about what the donut hole is. So the easiest way to explain it is it's when you're on expensive medications. So if you're on a few brand name meds or specialty tier medication, you're very likely going to hit what's called a donut hole or the coverage gap with Medicare prescription drug. Now, I do want to inform our audience that regardless if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement with a standalone prescription drug, whichever side of that table you're on, you unfortunately have to stare down the barrel of the donut hole if you're on a few expensive medications. And if that happens to be you, at a certain point in the year, depending upon your medication list, your out-of-pocket costs are going to explode from a fixed copay that's usually pretty manageable to generally hundreds of dollars per month at the flip of a switch. And you've done nothing wrong. You've taken your medication as prescribed by a doctor, as needed, daily, you know, based off of your needs. And then all of a sudden you hit this coverage gap where, again, instead of paying $47 per medication, you're looking at $250, $300, $500 for that same medication, same dosage, same strength. It's just that you've hit this donut hole. We've long considered the donut hole the curse word of Medicare, because oftentimes when people hit that, they're yelling at us about it, and we obviously have nothing to do with it. It's not our law. We would prefer to keep everyone away from this, but we also understand their pain because, again, we're dealing with fixed incomes. We're living on Social Security, maybe small pension, a little bit of retirement. Oftentimes, you know, when you're talking about digging into your pocket for hundreds more dollars per month, over and above what you're already putting out in your mortgage, rent, or other costs that you have, this is going to hurt your budget a little bit. You know, so we've been talking about it for months about the fact that, you know, we're looking at a donut hole that's going to be impactful. And as the enrollment period draws closer, again, we're 1 month away now, we're getting a very clear view of the impact. So in place of the donut hole, what's coming? It's a lot of good stuff, but there's some wrinkles that we got to pay attention to as well. The good stuff is that every Medicare beneficiary is going to be capped at an out-of-pocket spend of $2,000 on the year. Now, I want to be very clear, $2,000 is still a lot of money to a lot of people who are on fixed incomes, but for those people who are actually going to be helped by this law, you know, Rob, I could tell you confidently, we have many people that we service with their prescription needs. They're paying $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 a year for their medication. Now, they're going to be capped to $2,000, no more than that. This is a very, it's a monumental, again, piece of law that's going to help a lot of people in our backyard. However, because insurance works this way, it's not that, what's going to happen as an impact of this is now more people are going to probably spend to that $2,000 limit as a way to offset the financial responsibility for the insurance company. So people are going to get the help to come down to $2,000 who spend far over, but as a way to adjust those costs and offset responsibility, insurance companies are going to, as I said in the first segment, re-tier medication to have more people spend up to that $2,000 limit. So rather than dig into the pockets of their, you know, their bank accounts and all the billions of dollars that they have, they're going to shuck that responsibility onto the consumer base. And again, more people are likely to spend up to that $2,000 limit. Also, as I talked about in the first segment, there is a payment plan that you can use to enlist help related to your medication costs. First major component to that is there is, you have to enroll into the payment plan. It is not automatically assigned to you. But before you look at a payment plan option, we highly encourage you to connect with an expert to really plot that out for you and see what your out-of-pocket costs are going to look like. Because as I've mentioned before, it's not going to be $2,000 divided by 12. There's going to be some up months and down months where your out-of-pocket spend can change drastically. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, connecting with an expert is key. Why I put it to you that way is because this is not the year to take your foot off the gas or be laxed with your coverage analysis. Why I put it to you that way is because a lot of times people in our region, they connect with their agent at the end of the year. They ask their agent, hey, am I good? Agent very quickly looks and says, oh, yeah, you got this plan. Looks like this is what it's going to be. Not many big changes. If you're happy with it, just keep it. They do very little work, and then they get the renewal payment in January, February for essentially doing nothing. So they're incentivized to keep you on that plan while doing very little work. At MediConnect, we want you to be taken care of, not taken advantage of. So what we encourage you, especially for the older consumer base, you know, 70, 75 and older, we want you to get that analysis so that you're not overpaying. And one more component to that, we've been at all the carrier rollouts for all the regional players as well as the national brands that are offering coverage here. I could tell you confidently that those people in our industry, just because they have an insurance license, does not mean they're an expert. And we're hearing the questions that are being asked. Many people in this industry don't quite understand the impact of the donut hole going away and how to plan for it with their clientele. So please, this year, don't take that answer from your agent of, hey, you're good. You can just let it roll. There's not many big changes coming. Everybody is going to be impacted by the way that the donut hole is being pulled back. So again, get your appointment scheduled now. We're accepting appointments for October, rolling in through November and all the way through the end of December. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. So we also have the new to Medicare seminars that we want to talk about before bringing on Betty Rich from Connected Health. So we have two events on September 18th, one at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. We're also at the UPMC Connect Center in Monroeville. On September 24th, we have two events at the same location, 4:30 and 6 o'clock start times. Again, we have a massive audience coming, so we had to move the location to Ridgecrest Senior Living, which is right behind AHN McCandless. That address is 8870 Duncan Avenue. October 1st, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express right off the Green Tree exit, coming off the parkway. And then October 9th, we're at the Seckler Law Firm up in Warrendale. So if you're new to Medicare within the next year, now's the time to connect, 888-818-6334.
You know, the other great thing about the seminars, especially with all the new things that we're facing going into this enrollment period, people get to learn from each other, too. The conversation, you know, one thing you hear from someone else may actually benefit you and vice versa. So the more the merrier, right?
For sure. And that's a great point, because I was the type of student, I wasn't a great student. So I would generally just sit in the back of the room and just hear the questions that my other, my classmates were asking and kind of learn from them. We have a lot of people that come to do the exact same thing and learn that way as well. We have the people that are very outspoken and we want to hear their questions, but we do find that a lot of answers are delivered as a result of that format.
So. Listen, when Sean Penn played Spigoli, they thought that was my life story. So I think you were a little bit better than I was in high school.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm sure. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. Betty is here. Can't wait to meet her and hear what she has to say. But don't forget, those live advisors every single Saturday are standing by between now and noon. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. Never. So call them at 888-818-6334. And if you don't do anything today, especially heading to the enrollment period, you're going to be 65, or you currently are 65 or older, and you want to review your current coverage, call, set up an appointment. The sooner the better. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be back. All right, this is where I kind of step aside and Sean takes over because he's got a very special guest. We've been telling you about Betty Rich from Connected Health, and now it's time for her to join us. And here again, your host on the Inside Connection, Sean Horn.
And I appreciate the patience of the Pratt Pack because I am very excited to have my guest this week. Betty Rich from Connected Health is leading a dynamic and truly impressive practice with Connected Health. I'm very excited to introduce to our audience how they operate and how they function. So without further ado, Betty, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Very happy to have you here today because, again, as I have told you privately, I've also said it to a lot of your patients, MediConnect firmly believes that the way that you do healthcare is the right way for it to exist. So very excited to introduce you to our listeners today. So with that, can you talk a little bit about your background? I know that you're a Pittsburgh girl born and raised. So how did we get to where we are now?
Yeah. So, So I live in Pittsburgh. I live in Fox Chapel and Connected Health is in Wexford. So I always say I have the longest commute of anybody. So, and I'm a pharmacist by education. I went to Pitt pharmacy school and I was lucky enough to go to work at a place that was really kind of a pioneer in specialty pharmacy before there really was such a thing. Mm-hmm. So early 90s, the beginning of the biologics were just happening. The injectable drugs that are kind of all over the place now, they were just starting to come out. And I worked for a place in Squirrel Hill called Murray Pharmacy, and they were really a pioneer in specialty. And so that's kind of where I worked for years. But what I learned through that was it was really about a relationship between the pharmacist and the patient. Because our patients were on complex medications, HIV, infertility meds, hepatitis, oncology. So very complex. And I often never met them in person. But they knew if they had a question, they could just call Betty. And knew that, you know, we would help them through whatever the answer was. So it was really, really striking to me that this relationship was so key to their success, taking those medications, taking them correctly, and, you know, the difference between getting better and not getting better. Mm-hmm. So taking that into kind of my career, that company got bought and then bought again. And I ended up deciding to start my own specialty pharmacy with a couple of partners on the north side. We started Fisher's Pharmacy. Fisher's was already started, we started Fisher's Specialty Pharmacy. And I went to work in Jeff Fisher's basement in this building across from Perry High School. And it was literally, there was, I had like an 8-foot card table. I could smoke there at the time in the basement. And there was like a sewer pipe behind my head with a rag stuck in it. And that's where we started our specialty pharmacy. We grew it, bought the building next door, and ended up selling to Highmark and became their specialty pharmacy. So we were the beginning of Highmark Specialty Pharmacy. But anyways, through all of those years, married, had kids, I got interested in concierge medicine when my kids were little. Inevitably it would be 5 o'clock on a Friday and somebody had a temperature of 110 and you call the doctor's office and you get, you know, whoever's on call, they don't know you, they don't know anything about your kids.
Yep.
And they're like, go to the ER. You end up in the ER, there's 12 hours of your life that you're never going to get back. And, you know, maybe you needed to go, but maybe you didn't. It's just you really had no option. Obviously, there weren't other options that might be available now at the time. But I got interested in this idea of concierge medicine where you could call the doctor that you talk to all the time, that you have a relationship with, that knows you, that knows your kids, that can be like, Betty, it's fine. I'll see them tomorrow or I'll see them Monday. Don't fret. You know, you just need that, you know, conversation with somebody that knows you and knows your kids. And at the time, and there still is a concierge pediatric doctor in Pittsburgh, which I thought was really interesting, that doesn't have an office. He just comes to your house. So got interested in that. And through my own life, family, friends, really started thinking about primary care and the state of primary care in this country, and how important really good comprehensive primary care is. But right now, people don't utilize, a lot of people don't utilize primary care the way it's intended to be used. I think probably all of us in this room would agree that our healthcare system is very reactive, mm-hmm. sick care, you know, we can have those conversations. Primary care is supposed to be that, but it's also supposed to be proactive and preventative. And we know that, you know, with insurances, it's just not possible. These doctors are having to see so many patients in a day. They may have 8, 10, 15 minutes at most with a patient. How can you go through everything that's going on in somebody's life and try and be proactive and preventative and have those conversations with the patients when you have such a limited amount of time? It's not the doctor's fault. You know, they're trying their best. And then, you know, I talk to some people who will say, well, my doctor spends time with me. Okay, but his staff is now pissed. His or her staff is now pissed. All the people in the waiting room are pissed. Like, it's just the system isn't set up that way. So Connected Health, what we started was a concierge primary care doctor's office. Our doctors have time to talk to the patients. Our initial visits with our patients are 2 hours. You're sitting and you're talking to your primary care doctor for like an hour. I always say the good, the bad, the ugly. Like, we want to know everything because that's what goes into, you know, who we are, how we feel, you know, and we want to help our patients live longer, better lives. I was on a panel event the other day, and one of my co-panelists was talking about lifespan versus health span. And I thought that was really interesting. So, like, you know, our lifespan keeps getting longer, but what is our health span? And obviously, ideally, you want your health span to be really close to as long as your lifespan. But that's often not the case. And, you know, I always talk about primary care and the importance of comprehensive primary care to get people to think about their health as an investment.
Yep.
And you want to get ahead of things. You want to talk about them before they happen. And, you know, obviously the younger you are, the better. So that's kind of the trajectory of how we got to Connected Health. We're 10 years old now, so we've been around long enough that we're not going anywhere. And like you said, it makes sense, right?
It does. And I will tell you, Rob, if you ever go into this building where they practice out of, it is perhaps one of the most beautiful facilities that you could ever. It's so welcoming, so clean, so, I mean, top of the line with everything. They treat you like family when you walk in as a patient to make sure everything is comfortable. It's, again, really the way that healthcare should happen in our community. And, you know, we're blessed to work in such a healthcare-rich region of the country. But now seeing this take another step in a different direction that is more patient-focused instead of revenue focused, I think that we're onto something here with Connected Health. So one more question before we jump into the break, and tell me a little bit about the demographics of your patient base.
Yeah, so we start around 8 years old. We want young people to stay with their pediatrician till they're through kind of their primary vaccines. Mm-hmm. But after that, we have patients from 8 years old to 100 years old. Mm. Right now we have 2 full-time doctors, a full-time PA, full-time nurse practitioner, a nurse, MAs. You know, it's really quite a comprehensive medical team that our patients get. And they get the chance to talk to their medical team pretty much 24/7. We have a HIPAA secure app that they can text. And whether it's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night or Sunday afternoon, somebody's going to answer their text. You know, you were talking about, like, with the Medicare renewals mm-hmm. and companies that, you know, are going to do very little work, but, you know, they don't want you to ask any questions.
Right.
That happens a lot with doctors and patients. A personal experience of wanting to talk to a doctor and seeing them like at the doctor's office, seeing them in the hall, and literally they like ducked into a room because they didn't want, they knew I had a question and they didn't want to talk to me about it. And that's not who we are. We want our patients to talk to the doctors. We don't want to let them kind of go a year without having ongoing conversation. So we actually reach out to our patients. You know, we call or text, check in, see how they're doing.
You realize because of all of the levels in healthcare, many people are really not taking care of themselves because they don't want to deal with this stuff, right, Betty?
Right, and they need help. And just like,
and they need questions answered.
Yep. They need somebody to respond.
Yeah, we got to break down the barriers of healthcare. That's really what we're trying to do.
That's what they're doing.
So at Connected Health, if you want to learn more, I highly encourage you check out their location, see all their practice and what they do. 724-933-4305. Or you could go to connectedhealthpgh.com. That's all one word, connectedhealthpgh.com.
All right, short break. We'll come back with these two in just a couple of moments. But remember, those seminars, we're going to run them for you one more time after the break. But if you have anything that you need answered, the great thing about this show every week, we have live advisors standing by until noon. From the time we start until noon, 888-818-6334. That's what sets them apart from everyone else. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect with Sean Horn and your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. All right, very interesting conversation with Betty and, of course, Sean. We're going to get right back to it on the Inside Connection. But before we do, let's run these seminars. And I'm going to remind you, they are free, but you have to register to attend. You can call them at 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Sean.
On September 18th, we have two seminars taking place simultaneously, one at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia, the other at the UPMC Connect Center in Monroeville. Both of those are 6 o'clock start times. On September 24th, we have two events at the same location, 4:30 and 6 o'clock start times. This is in place of the AHN McCandless facility. We have brought too many people, so we have to move it to the Ridgecrest Senior Living location, which is right behind AHN McCandless, 8870 Duncan Avenue. October 1st, at 6 o'clock once again, we're at the Holiday Inn Express right off of the Green Tree exit off the parkway. October 9th, Seckler Law Firm up in Warrendale. Again, like you talked about, free to attend. We just need you to register so we know how much material to bring so that you could get the education you deserve as you approach Medicare for the first time. And we have been so lucky to be joined by Betty Rich from Connected Health, the CEO, the visionary behind the way that medical coverage should work in our community. Very happy to have you here with us again, Betty. And I want to jump right back into, you did a phenomenal job of explaining the backstory and how your model works. But what I'd like to really hone in on a little bit more is, who is this for and why? And I ask that because I just did a presentation up at your location a couple days ago, had a lot of people there who were Medicare age needing to learn this information that we're able to deliver. But I also come to notice by just looking at the waiting room, there's a wide variety of demographic that is coming to you. So who is this model for and why does it make sense?
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention, as a concierge primary care program, so we don't take insurance. Mm-hmm. So our doctors, we don't bill your insurance for the visits. Our patients can be seen however many times throughout the year as they want to be seen, need to be seen. They can come 40 times, they can come 4 times. And then, like I said, we actually encourage our patients to be seen and be part of the conversation. That's very important for us to empower and educate our patients to be part of the decision-making of their own healthcare instead of it just being a consumer and just being sort of handed, here's what you need to do, here's what you should do. You get to be part of that conversation. So who it's for is people that want value for what they're spending on their healthcare. I know over time we save our patients money. Yes, you're paying extra to join our practice. It's a monthly fee. Just so you have an idea, it's $235 a month for one person. But over time, I know that we save our patients money by getting their questions answered when they have them, by being seen on a regular basis, having this ongoing conversation about their health, needing potentially to go to less specialists, less urgent cares, less ER visits, hopefully less days in the hospital, being proactive and preventative with your health leads to lower healthcare costs. So that's something that's very, I think, hard for people to sort of wrap their head around, that yes, you spend a little bit more, but the experience that you're getting, the advice, the guidance, the all of that is so valuable. So that's kind of always, I say, for people that want value for what they're spending on their healthcare, people that are busy. A lot of times it's, you know, moms with the kids and for their husbands, for their parents. Those are all people that, you know, we help take care of. And it's very easy to make the change. I think a lot of Pittsburghers, we have a tough time with change.
But we do.
And so it's really easy. You call us or you check out our website. You fill out where it says, like, schedule a consultation. And we'll call and talk to you and explain what we do, how we do it. And we'll do all the legwork. We'll do all the heavy lifting.
Well, and if I can ask you about that, because I think that's part that I really want to illustrate for our audience. So you become a new patient. They do this 2-hour appointment with you. But then there's a lot of homework that the doctor does on your history and what you're facing to really put you on the right pathway. I really want to talk about that, because I know that's innovative all by itself. Because, you know, you talked in the last segment, we're all reactive in healthcare. We go when we need something. We're not doing it because we want to, again, stay on track. So talk a little bit about the homework that your staff does when somebody becomes a new patient.
Yeah, I'm sure many of us have experienced going to the doctor's office and they grab your chart from, you know, outside the door as they're walking in. And yep. That's the first time they're looking at your chart and you're right in front of them. That's not how we operate. Our medical team are looking at our patients' records and charts ahead of time. We're getting your medical records from your previous doctors. We become the quarterback of our patients' healthcare. So we become the first call, and we will help our patients get specialist appointments if need be, or tests, or whatever it is that they need to have done. But we do all the heavy lifting. So it's really, really easy to become a patient, and you know, we just take care of everything. What we do for our patients is honestly so far above and beyond, and it's really something you just have to kind of experience. And we encourage people to come to the facility, let us show you around, and see what it's like to have that kind of medical attention in a proactive and preventative way.
And it's revolutionary.
Thank you.
That's the word I love to use. I mean, honestly, if you're in the community and you want to experience different with your healthcare, have more hands-on approach, have some say in what goes on, Connected Health is the place to go. 724-933-4305, or you could go to connectedhealthpgh.com to learn more information. Betty Rich, CEO of Connected Health, it's been an honor to have you here. Thank you for what you do daily for the people of our community. And before we leave, one more time with the seminars. September 18th, we're at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia, as well as the UPMC Connect Center in Monroeville. September 24th, we're at Ridgecrest Senior Living, right behind AHI McCandless, at both 4:30 and 6 o'clock. And then one more special announcement. If you are a United States Postal Service retiree and you did not sign up for Medicare, until the end of September, you have an opportunity to sign up for Medicare for the first time and eliminate possible penalization. So if you fall into that category, you're a former USPS employee, you did not sign up for Medicare, you want to take a look at some of the options available, until the end of September, we can help you out with that. 888-818-6334.
If you would have kept talking, I'd have to ask you, what can you do for a leaky faucet? Because we'd have been doing the True Value Show.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can handle it. I think you're so good. You could talk about anything.
I'm not as good as Andy.
Listen, it's a pleasure. And it was an honor meeting you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rob.
See you soon, okay? All right. Stay tuned. News coming up next.